remember when we first met John McClane. Argyle picked him up from the plane and took him down to Nakatomi Tower to meet with Holly. He came to get her back and to be her man, but Hans and his buddies fucked up the plan. And that's about when everything went sour at the Christmas party. And the terrorists were overzealous, but it was sweet when they killed Ellis. And with a little help from Alan, John McClane kicked ass. We're gonna die, 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 die hard. We're gonna die, 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 die hard. We're gonna die, 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 die hard. We're gonna die, 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 die as hard as we can. No one dies harder than John McClane. Even when his wife's stuck on a plane, about to crash into the Potomac River on the eve of Christmas. And airport security kicked him out, but John McClane is just too damn proud. And nothing could have made him not deliver, cause that's his business. And with a lot of fights and gunplay, he blew that plane up on the runway. And with a little help from Alan, Holly's plane could land. We're gonna die. His intentions, it was just a distraction. And there was no way McClane could know that Hans Gruber was Simon's bro. And that's what made it die hard with a vengeance with Samuel Jackson. And a good cop wouldn't miss this, even though it wasn't Christmas. He didn't get any help from Alan, but only in part three. We're gonna die. Choice, and the choice is plain. We can live free or we can die hard as we can. From taking on a terrorist he's never met to taking on an F-35 jet with the greatest car explosions by far. They sure look sweet, man. And we know what the basic gist is. There ain't no Alan and it's not Christmas. We don't know, but we're pretty sure that John McClane kicks ass. We're gonna die, die.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker! Yippee-ki-yay!